Al Rosh Hashanah, and we're up to the laws of Musaf. We're up to the letter Chaf Bet. On Rosh Hashanah, we eat, and we're happy, and we don't fast, but we don't eat in a gluttonous fashion. We don't stuff ourselves. We're supposed to maintain the awe of Hashem throughout this day. The common custom is to learn Tehillim all day on Rosh Hashanah, to say Tehillim all day, especially because it's a little bit hard to stay awake all day after all the work of Tefillah, so that's an easy way to keep with that minhag as well. You say Tehillim, and someone told me that Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's what he used to do also. When he got tired, he had a hard time learning all day after the whole Tefillot and everything, so he'd say Tehillim. So he writes to learn Tehillim. I think most people just say it. Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, being that it is a day of Din, even though ordinarily we don't say Tzidkatcha after the Mincha prayer, because that's talking about Din, Tzidkatcha Tzedek, God's righteousness, and on Shabbos, if you have a holiday, we don't mention that, but being that this is the holiday of Din, so we do say it. And he brings the custom to say Avinu Malkenu before the Tzidkatcha. Being that Avinu Malkenu is an ancient custom. Now, we mentioned already earlier that this is the Sephardi custom to say Avinu Malkenu on Shabbos. Us Ashkenazim, we don't say Avinu Malkenu when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. We'll only say Avinu Malkenu on Sunday. And some have the custom, and I think that's also many of the Ashkenazi's custom, not to say Tzidkatcha either on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. We go to the river to say Tashlich. This is an ancient custom where we say, Hashem, you will throw into the depths of the river all of their sins. And when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so then most places don't go to do Tashlich. He says that the minhag in Yerushalayim is that you do go. But as far as I know, I haven't seen anyone do that. I've been in Jerusalem now for quite a few times that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. I don't remember seeing people go. So we go on the second day when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. That means on Sunday we'll go. We go in the afternoon. Some people make the trek down to Liftop. You could just as well say it by Mishkan Shimon next to Rav Eliyahu's shul. There's a deep pit that hits deep waters. And whoever didn't do Tashlich during Rosh Hashanah, the custom is that he does it during the 10 days of repentance or up to Hoshana Rabbah. One has to be careful when they go to do Tashlich. This is my own addition, but everyone says it. He doesn't mention it. It's common sense that the boys and the girls don't mix. Usually what happens is it's a big social scene. And you know what? If guys are going to go and fool around with girls, so then they're better off saying Tashlich at home. Stand next to your sink that also connects to the river and say Tashlich. Rather than do that, because this is a custom, even though it's an ancient custom, but at the end of the day, it's a custom, and the prohibition of joking around with girls and whatever happens there, that could be biblical. So we have to be careful to be tzanua, even when we go to do Tashlich. We have to be careful that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we are not allowed to prepare anything for the second day. And that means that you guys don't show up too early to your hosts on the second night, because they're not allowed to prepare any of the food for the second night till the first day is over, till Matzei Shabbos. You're not allowed to put any food to heat up. You're not allowed to do anything. So some people don't know that, but hopefully your hosts know that, and then they'll be careful. That's why I always tell my guests on Rosh Hashanah that the guys who are coming for the second night should stick around with me. We sit down and learn after davening to give my wife a chance to prepare the food, because she couldn't prepare it the first day.
Poor wives.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. They couldn't prepare anything until we're about to come home. So that we have to be careful and to make sure to tell your wives, guys, when you get married, that we don't even set the table. We don't do any preparations from the first day of Rosh Hashanah to the second day of Rosh Hashanah.
Where is Big Mishnah Rav Eliyahu?